climate change is warming the waters off the shores of New England, causing the population of the invasive European green crab to explode. That's threatening other seafood industries that our region and the world depend on. WBUR's Amanda Beland says one solution is to eat the green crabs, but that comes with some challenges.
Fire chowder, fire crab dip, fire side of shoestrings.
It's a Saturday afternoon at Row 34 in Boston, and chef and owner Jeremy Sewell is getting ready to fry up lunch.
We'll double dip, we'll get a little more buttermilk, and then a little more flour, really get that nice crust on there. And then we're going to drop it right in the fryer.
Sewell is preparing a slider made with fresh green crab. It's an invasive species that lives in waters around the world, including here in New England. Over the last year, more and more chefs in this region have cooked up green crabs for their customers. According to Mary Parks, the head of greencrab.org, between this year and last, at least 24 restaurants in the region have had or are currently using green crabs on their menus. That's up from just a couple places last year.
It's definitely been, I think, something where once one chef starts getting excited about it, they go around to their network and more chefs start getting excited about it.
Green crabs have long been a delicacy in Italy, but chefs here are really just catching on. At Cambridge's Bar Enza, Chef Tony Susi is using green crabs weekly to make a stock that ends up in three of his dishes. Susi says he's only been using the crabs since the spring, but he can see how they'd be a good option for a lot of chefs in the future.
You want to feel good about what you're doing. A lot of chefs and restaurateurs in recent years are taking a look at the sustainability of things, be it meat, fish, produce, and, you know, the environmental impact. So, you know, for me, it was a no-brainer.
And those environmental impacts are the main reason behind this push to eat this invasive species. One green crab can gobble up to 40 juvenile clams in a single day. They can also burrow into marsh walls and accelerate erosion. But not all of these impacts are new. What is new are the sheer numbers of crabs wreaking havoc. Warming waters because of climate change are allowing green crabs to survive the winter, which means a species that was previously kept in check is now thriving. That overpopulation can easily be seen along coastlines around New England, like on Brave Boat Harbor in York, Maine, where Row 34 gets its green crabs.
They make a great sound, don't they? It's like out of a horror movie.
That's Mike Macy, and he's holding a giant metal trap packed with green crabs. He catches the species with Jeremy Sewell's cousin, Sam Sewell. Green crabs are heavily fished in late spring and in the fall. During this time, every couple of days, the duo empty nearly two dozen traps packed full of loud, snappy crabs.
That's 40 pounds of green crab, and not a single other species. So you can see what they do to biodiversity. When these guys are around and fully established, it's like nothing else has a chance.
Green crabs may be fully established in marshes, but when it comes to selling them for food, those markets are really just beginning to form. Wolf's Fish is a major wholesale distributor of green crabs in Massachusetts. They just started doing so last year. Alicia Lumia, director of marketing for Wolf's, says the crabs are affordable. Plus, they pack a flavor punch, she says, which makes them great options for chefs and home cooks.
I'm encouraged by how much interest there's been so far. I mean, for something brand new that people aren't used to working with. But it will definitely take more interest, more experimentation, more people being open to trying something new.
These days, that experimentation is limited. The majority of the green crab market right now is hard shell crabs. That's what Wolf's is selling. But cracking open that hard shell takes a lot of work and gives you very little meat. Soft-shell green crabs are way more versatile, but few fishermen dabble in catching or selling them. Overall, the market for selling green crabs remains small. Chefs can't use them unless they're caught, and the fishing market won't catch them unless there's demand for them. Back at Row 34, Chef Jeremy Sewell says getting people to try green crabs is an easy sell.
You know, everyone will try it once. The trick is to get them to come back for it. And I think so far, so good with green crabs.
Sewell says he hopes to keep them on the menu for as long as he can. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amanda Beland.